Paragraph Yud Aleph, Rabbein Nizal says how fortunate, how lucky we are that Hashem has been so good to us that we're privileged to be Jewish. We're privileged to have the holiness of the Jewish people. We're privileged to have the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. It started from Avraham Avinu, who was living at a time when the whole world was into idol worship. And his parents were idol worshippers. And he was one individual who went against the tide, completely against the tide. Ivri. Ivri means on one side. The Gemara says he was on one side and the rest of the world was on the other side. And despite that, he remained firm in his beliefs and he was tested again and again and passed all tests, which gave him the privilege of bringing Yitzchak Avinu into the world, who brought Yaakov Avinu into the world, who produced the 12 tribes, which was the official beginning of the Jewish nation, which led to us receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, which Hashem offered. Before giving it to us, he offered it to all the other nations. They all turned it down. Look how lucky, how fortunate we are that we didn't. That we did accept the Torah, and it sets us apart completely from all the other nations. And Rabbein Nizal said that he has tremendous simcha. He's extremely happy and he's constantly getting encouraged and motivated from the fact that he was privileged to visit Eretz Yisrael, to be in Eretz Yisrael, because he experienced an incredible amount of obstacles and struggles in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, and lack of money and all the different things, and he succeeded in overcoming all the obstacles and completing the job 100%, getting to Eretz Yisrael, mission accomplished. And Rabbein Nizal said, I believe and I know very, very clearly that every move, every iota of effort that a person does in order to fulfill a mitzvah, in order to accomplish something, a person wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have a passport, he's got to get a passport. He's got to get a signature, he's got to do this, he's got to travel to the passport office, they're closed, he's got to go back again, they need this, he's got to get the money. It's thousands of steps that are involved in doing a mitzvah, that every move, every thought is documented, is registered by Hashem. And when a person is zoche to overcome all the obstacles, then every single one of those moves goes into the bank. All of it is registered. And very, very big things come out of that. Fortunate is the person who is zoche to jump over all the obstacles and is zoche to complete any good deed. You know, any good deed.